This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride.
Now, tonight on Hide and Seek, I went to Beyond yesterday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was Beyond Black 9. It was huge. I've never seen so many guys at a Beyond party from interstate, and there was quite a few from overseas as well. It was really a great party. It was very friendly.
You have been such a busy boy over the weekend, Dean.
James, if I told you how little sleep I have had in the last 48 hours...
No, we don't really need to know about that, do we?
However, we have put together this little... package of a behind-the-scenes look at a leather party. Hope you enjoy it.
Approaching Turak Road, stop for South Yara Station.
It's about 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. The party's been going for about 4 hours now. And if you want a behind-the-scenes look at what a leather party gets up to, I thought I'd give you the guided tour. We're heading into Beyond. It's celebrating its 9th birthday. And we'll just see what's going on behind those doors. Stick with us. It's going to be an interesting afternoon.
Ball-busting, cock-sucking, fist-fucking, lip-smacking, thirst-quenching, cool-living, ever-giving.
Now, the first thing you see is the heavy security staff at the front door. You're joining us here on Hide and Seek. G'day, how's it going?
Not too bad, yourself?
Very well, thank you. What's your name?
33.
33, security guard number 33. Now, you've been at the door for Beyond for quite a few years now.
Would be correct.
And is it different to any other party that you act as security guard for?
Yes, it's much nicer.
Much nicer?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because people are much nicer here.
There you go. See, it started already. We haven't even got in the front door. Let's go and see what's going on inside.
Ball-busting, cock-sucking, fist-fucking, lip-smacking, thirst-quenching, cool-living, ever-giving.
Now, here's a man that looks very important. Tim Farrell. Congratulations on 9 years of Beyond.
Thank you, Dean.
We're going to have a look around and we'll just see what's happening in some of those dark corners.
Oh, good on you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks.
G'day, what's your name?
Brian.
Brian, tell me, what do you like about men in leather?
Everything.
This your first leather party or not?
It's my second Beyond here, both at the same venue. It's been really fun.
And I detect an accent. Where are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
G'day, Luke. Now, tell me, what is it about men in leather that you love?
The sexiness of it all.
It seems to be pretty universal.
Oh, yeah.
And are you having a good time?
Sensational.
Now, here's two very sexy men. What is it that you guys like about wearing leather?
Something about the feeling of it's like almost like skin on skin.
It certainly is on this one. Now, what's your name?
Max.
And is this your first Beyond party?
No, this would be about my... I've been to them for a few years.
More than we care to recall.
What is it about men in leather that you like?
The masculinity.
And are you having a good time here at this leather
party? I'm having too much of a good time.
Now, I've got four very quick questions for you. Top or bottom?
All of the above.
Cut or uncut?
Cut.
Do you prefer cut or uncut?
I like variety.
Good answer.
It is the spice of life.
And finally, how big's your dick?
780. Not very much at the moment because it's...
It's in hiding.
Yes, we'll say that on air.
Thank you very much. What is it about men in leather that you really like?
Hot and sweaty.
Hot and sweaty.
The masculinity.
The sweatiness. The hotness.
Hot and sweaty.
Yes.
Fair enough. And is this your first Beyond party?
No, second.
Welcome to Beyond for the second time.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Are you having fun yet?
Absolutely. I've already had my fun. I'll get some more later.
Licking toast, drinking bigger, freaking beer, tweaking love, biting ass, licking shit.
Dean, is this your first Beyond party?
Oh, look, I'd love to say yes, but it's not. I think I do go back 9 years, now, and a bit more.
Now tell me, what is it about men in leather that you like?
Their asses. Oh, yeah.
You know, very quickly. Are you a top or a bottom?
You know, I think I'm a little top, but now I'm confused.
I'll have a Smirnoff Black, thanks.
All right.
Now, I've managed to track down. I'm buying a drink only because he's the sexiest guy here, and I thought I'd better be able to interview him, so I better buy a drink. What's your name, mate?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, what is it like working behind the bar at a Beyond party?
Yeah, it's pretty good, you know. The crowd's pretty easygoing. Good tips.
Good tips?
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good thing. Now, I've got four very quick questions for you. Are you a top or a bottom?
Neither.
I'm not quite sure what that means. Are you cut or uncut?
Cut.
Do you prefer cut or uncut?
Neither.
And how big's your dick?
8 inches.
If he wasn't behind the bar, I'd check out for myself. Now, as for that drink, this man looks like he's been to a few leather parties. What do you like about men in leather?
Everything. What's not to like?
Now, I've managed to run into one of Joy's famous stars, Mark Turner. Welcome to Hide and Seek. Nice to have you on board.
Thanks, Dean. This is a great party today, isn't it? It's fantastic.
It's going off, isn't it? Now, tell me, what is it about leather parties and men in leather that you like?
No attitude. People actually are very friendly. There's no pretentiousness. It's a really, really cool party. So, one of my favourites.
And you've got a new show on Joy, I believe.
No, just fill-ins, actually. Right. Yeah, once a month or... Yeah,
right. Oh, look, so, you can fill me in any time. We're on Hide and Seek. We're in the toilets here, actually, and I just thought I'd interview these two sexy men before I get out of their way so they can enjoy the rest of their evening.
How are you, Mr. Beck?
I'm very well, thank you. This is not your first leather party, I believe.
No, it's definitely not, no.
What is it about men in leather that you like?
They're men, they're not girls.
Fair enough. Now, four very quick questions for you. Top or bottom?
Both.
Cut or uncut?
Cut.
Prefer cut or uncut?
Doesn't matter.
Right, cut, not doesn't picky. Matter, not pile, picky. Not picky. Very good, very good.
And as long as it's clean.
And finally, how big's your dick?
Reasonably big.
It's bloody big.
Oh, bloody...
hang on, let me just answer that by saying both of you should know.
Licking toast, drinking bigger, freaking beer, tweaking love, biting ass, licking shit.
All right, now we're at the cloakroom, which every good party has a cloakroom. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Alex. I'm here every week.
You mean every Beyond or every week?
Oh, it seems like every week.
Now, what is it about leather parties that you love?
I like taking the pants off men and getting their phone numbers.
Well, I guess being in the cloakroom, you get to do a lot of that.
Yes, it's the most rewarding job I think is available.
Now, I've got to say, this must be the best set-up cloakroom in the world.
Oh, Dean, you're too kind.
I'm not talking about the layout of what you've done. I'm talking about the position over the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. I know. I have been busting out all fucking night, or day.
You've got the best seat in the house.
I do. And everyone looks up at me. I'm better than this. I'm higher than the DJ.
You're like, what's that? God is a DJ, but that's the cloakroom guy is a DJ.
I am totally faithless.
Hi, what's your name?
Brad.
Hi, Brad. Is this your first Beyond party?
No, this is like my third or fourth Beyond.
Right, excellent. And what is it about leather men and leather parties that you like, Brad?
Well, I mean, just have a look over there and tell me if that doesn't get you instantly hard. I mean, that's part of what I really like about leather. It's all these hot guys just doing naughty things to each other in an uninhibited fashion.
And lovingly and caringly.
Oh, and lovingly and caringly, yes.
Now, four very quick questions for you. Yep. Are you a top or a bottom?
Yes. To both of those.
Are you cut or uncut?
Do you want to have a look?
Oh, that's uncut. Uncut. Right, lovely. Yeah. And do you prefer cut or uncut?
I really do love a good foreskin.
One for the uncut, uncut pile.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Finally, how big's your cock?
How big's my cock? I don't know. It's like a manhunt 8.5.
Good answer. Hi, what's your name?
Manny.
And is this your first leather party?
No, it's my second. As you can tell, I'm not really wearing leather, but maybe...
But you're in black. So yes, you blend in nicely.
I'm working my way up.
And what is it about men in leather that you like?
I think it's just men that are like in general, and I think the leather, yeah, certain guys, it's like,
And four very quick questions for you.
Yep.
Top or bottom?
Both.
Cut or uncut?
God, I had to think about that for a second. What am I?
Uncut.
I've never seen your cock. Uncut.
And do you prefer cut or uncut?
I really do, what he said before.
I don't mind a bit of foreskin.
He was in the back room and it was like...
I was in the dark room.
Not a foreskin inside.
And there were at least 12 guys that I grabbed their cocks and not a single one had a foreskin. And
it was something like, about that,
like,
I think.
I know.
Can I say something offensive? He was like, what is this, a Jewish party?
Yes, you're right. That is offensive. And finally...
Can we edit that out?
But it's too good. Because Jewish men have all got uncut cocks, right?
You've got beautiful teeth.
So there's nothing...
I was born with those.
Inappropriate about that.
Totally.
And finally, I forgot one. Oh yeah, my last question is, how big's your dick?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never seen it.
I don't know. Maybe seven and a half or something.
We'll have to check that out later.
It's,
thank you for joining us on Hide and Seek. It does the job. Good on you. Now, here's a very sexy man in leather. Andrew, you're Tim's other half and the other man behind Beyond. It was a bit of a bumpy start to this ninth birthday, but it certainly looks like a bloody good crowd.
It's a great crowd. We're really, really happy. And everyone's having a great time.
Tell me what it is you like about men in leather.
I think it's the masculine element of it. Like, it's just really, really masculine.
Andrew, we're up on the balcony overlooking the main dance floor. Can you describe the scene for us?
We've got a whole dance floor full of basically men in leather and women who are grooving to some fantastic music. And they all just look like they're having a great time.
I can tell you there is a sea of naked flesh below us. I can't wait to get amongst it. Andrew, thank you for joining us on Hide and Seek.
No worries. Thanks, Dean.
Is this your first Beyond party?
No.
What is it about leather parties and men in leather that you like?
I'm a man's man. I like Beyond parties because they're so much woofier than all the rest.
Now joining us on Hide and Seek is one of the DJs for Beyond, Miss Eleni. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you.
You've played a few Beyonds now. What is Beyond like for you as a DJ to play at?
Look, it's a party where I can score the margins of my genre, which is house, tribal and progressive, and the kind of deeper and darker elements, and that's what, and the crowd is there with that mindset, so it's just fantastic for it. It like gives me the scope to go anywhere, you know.
So what you're saying is, I guess, it gives you a little bit more scope and a bit more breadth to play.
Yes, absolutely. In a nutshell.
And how many Beyonds have you played at now?
I think I've done three. Yes.
Well, I thought it was more than that.
I know, it feels like more. It could be four. Nothing like that.
Now, I believe your DJ colleague, Rob Gilbert's going to be pulling back a little in the future and playing a little less, I guess. Does that mean we'll be hearing more of you at Beyond?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I guess that's the luck of the DJ draw.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Eleni, thank you very much.
I do hope so.
Thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you so much.
Now, one of the other DJs here at Beyond is Rob Gilbert. Rob, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Hi, Dean.
How many Beyonds have you played at, Rob?
Everyone since the second bar one.
And I believe you're going to be pulling back a little in the future.
Yes, I am. I need my beauty sleep. Licking girls, drinking, take a freaking dip,
tweaking love, biting ass, licking shit. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Tracy.
Tracy, is this your first Beyond party?
No, I think it's about my seventh.
Wow, okay. And what is it about leather parties that you like?
I love the atmosphere and the music.
What's different between a leather party and your average dance party?
I think it's just a bit more love in the room.
Now, Tracy, there's about 95% men here. How do you feel as one of the 5% women?
Very included and welcome. And it's the being here.
Tracy, thank you for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thanks.
So, is this your first leather party?
Yes, it is.
It is your first. Have you enjoyed it so far?
I've really enjoyed myself, yes.
What's different about a leather party compared to other dance parties?
The fact that I get to wear so little clothing.
Good point. Very good point. I detect an accent. Where's that?
Canada.
Well, that's a bit of a behind-the-scenes look at a leather party. I hope you've enjoyed our tour of the 9th birthday of Beyond. This is Dean Beck for Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.